This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
This morning we will be talking to Tsietsi Ngobese, who is the founder of this initiative, township initiative, where parents can attend maths lessons to assist their children. And Tsietsi Ngobese is co-founder and chief executive officer for the We Solve for X. Kodwa ke mina ngiyazi ukuthi kwikwaito ukhona uX ongasolveki, but I'm sure akuona lo mathematics. Tsietsi Ngobese, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
No, I'm top of the range.
Ukhona X ongasolveki, you know, my all X's can be solved.
All X's can be solved.
Even the human ones.
All of them. One equation at a time.
Sometimes they have to be simultaneous, you'd say, I'm sure.
Simultaneous equation in any other way.
We find a way.
Tsietsi,
good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. Take us through, man, the We Solve for X tutoring initiative that has now reached over about 3,500 learners in Ekurhuleni this year alone. That's an impressive number, but also just an impressive community-based initiative.
No, thank you very much. My name is Tsietsi Ngobese. I'm the current actual analyst and CEO at We Solve for X. So our core business is providing actuarial reports for road accident funds for their loss of income or loss of support. So as a way of giving back to our community, we launched the We Solve for X tutoring program, where we provide math extra lessons for learners grade 4 to 12, and also provide math extra lessons for parents grade 4 to 12, so that they are able to help their kids at home for free in the adopted school, with the grocery benefit costing 250 per month, provided they can afford. So the grocery benefit comes with 12.5 prime maize meal, 5 kg speckled rice, 2 kg brown sugar, 2 liter cooking oil, and 1 cool baked bean. When they go buy directly at the retailer, it costs close to 450, but we're able to give them a cost at 220, and then the 30 rand help us pay the tutors, which are our graduates who are assisting the learners continuously on weekends, and the parents throughout the year, so that we help elevate the pathway. So we use a simple model, which is the We Solve for X model, equals to math plus parents minus hunger, because we look at our current reality and the future that we desire. So we need to have a systematic thinking on how do we address the societal issue and make sure we help elevate the pathway. So how we work, we adopt a school and assist all learners in that school. As we are also, next week, we are adopting other more schools in the Eastern Cape so that we can make sure we elevate the pass rate and fight the hunger issue. And the hunger issue is a very, very challenging problem that we have in our society, in our communities, you know. There's an article on Sowetan where children as they are at the age of 13 and 14, those are kids in grade 4, 6, 7, and 8, already prostituting for food because of poverty, you know. So now how do we ensure that we secure the future of these kids? You know, and also in our cases here in Katlehong, we have different challenges where you have a child in grade 6 telling you after the lesson they must go and hustle for food, you know. Here they go to the sugar daddies or the blessers just to get the quota for that day. So now how do we come in as a community and say, let's make sure that they focus on the mathematics and we elevate the hunger issue beyond the feeding scheme. You know, we're very grateful for the feeding scheme. You know, I'm a beneficiary of the feeding scheme.
Yeah.
I know how important it is, and it has helped us be content amongst the less than 2,000 actuaries in the country, you know. But when you go outside your school home, now these kids now have to become breadwinners. So now how do we ensure that we model a future that we don't have these challenges and these kids not becoming looters or caught in the crossfire in the next 10 to 20 years, or having to import or export professionals into the country while we have our own. So we need to react today through action, not through our opinions, but through action, having our parents in the classroom and having the learners in the classroom and assisting them in that regard.
Tsietsi, now let's talk about, you know, how it works. So parents can also attend, and I suppose you are also in that trying to motivate them to be involved in the work of their children, but also perhaps what tools are you equipping them, especially those parents, you know, who may not have done maths in a long time now since they left school. You know, maths is like riding a bicycle. The more you do it, the better you become. If you stop, you start getting rusty a little. So what tools are you giving to parents for them to, you know, go back home and continue being involved with their children?
So we have done our case study for the past 4 years where we're teaching parents. And then what we found was that parents are empowered in terms of making sure the kids have a uniform and they are there at school. But beyond that, they don't know how to assist. Hence, they're only frustrated, ready to burn down schools, hardly even attend their parents' meetings because they don't see no value. So now we teach them the annual teaching plan, what their learner needs to learn so that they're able to facilitate the education at home. They're able to understand that no learner struggles with mathematics. They struggle with a certain topic. But which topic are they struggling about? So we teach them all those basics, whether they know math or not, but we show them the techniques that whether ugogo or umkhulu or whoever that is responsible or as a guardian for the kid, they know how to facilitate the homework. So our three simple steps, the first, they look at the topic that the learner must cover. They do the textbook example. They do that textbook example 3 times, allow the learner to do it 3 times until they get it before they can attempt the exercise. If not, they work with more examples. So in that way, it makes sure whether you understand math or not, you're able to assist your kid and understand which topic your child is struggling with, you know. So now we're starting to have parents having a conversation on how they are able to help their kids struggling with these topics and have a working relationship with the teachers, because when you know, they talk, they say, my child is struggling with algebra, not only having to react when they get a school report that their child is failing. You know?
So almost doing an early detection type of thing where even if they get the test results, they're able to quickly put a finger as to where, you know, the child might be, you know, having a weak point, because it's possible not to be strong across all the, you know, curriculum of mathematics.
Yes, definitely. So our parents need to be part of the process. That's where we come in and empower them. Even though the school act does provide that provision, but the how part is what has been a problem. So through our case study, as we were teaching our parents, then we realized this was the shortcoming, because we wanted to understand why we're having a low parental involvement academically. So in that case, then that's where we end. But also what was quite interesting from our case study is that when we look at the spending expenditure of the parents, the highest priority was alcohol, food, transport, education was their last priority. So which made sense, because they didn't know how to react. So hence we had to bring in the grocery element and say, how can we help you and not make a difficult choice of paying for your child's tuition or buying food?
Yeah.
That's where we come in and say, let's make that whole equation easy for you.
And for yourself, Tsietsi, how you are able to drop down the price of that basket for them, what are the mechanisms that you are using? Is it bulk buying that's enabling you to drop those prices, or you have other, you know, players on board as stakeholders to this initiative?
So with us now is bulk buying and giving them the food directly at cost.
Okay.
So that's how we are able to do it, through the parents who can afford to pay the 250. But we are encouraging the general public to adopt a learner, help pay that 250, so that we are able to help the kids put food on the table. But you're not only impacting the learner, you're also impacting the families who have nothing to eat in that regard. So it's looking at that whole systematic issue on how we can have the future that we desire to see within the next 10 to 20 years.
Absolutely. Now, across the ranges in the schooling system, which learners are you focusing on the most, Tsietsi?
So we focus with all learners. All learners are important,
okay.
But we're starting from grade 4 to grade 12.
Yeah.
As we said, in the 6 schools which we've been given permission to tutor, we bring a maximum of 30 to 40 tutors in per school, one class, one tutor, and then we assist them, give them that 3-hour lesson per session of mathematics, to only deal with mathematics. And then we will frequently give the parents the parents' master class where we teach them mathematics. But the parents get the classes on the day they come to collect the grocery. So when the parents come to collect the grocery at school, they will go to our lesson, and then after they take the grocery home, those who have afforded to pay for the lesson.
Now, Tsietsi, when you do this work, and I want to now ask you, because I'm sure, I mean, you've, through these case studies that you are doing, you've got a body of evidence that is coming through. What are some of the things that make it difficult for some learners to, you know, acquaint themselves with mathematics? Let's put it that way. And as they grow, and as learners grow, some of them become even intimidated by mathematics. What do you think are some of the things that are contributors to that?
So the first thing is the perception, but most importantly coming from the parents, which is what we're also dealing with, to make them not see math as a monster and make them understand how easy math is. 1 + 1 will always be 2. Now we need to explain why that one, 1 + 1 = 2. Mm. And then also instilling the culture in the kids and the parents of practicing math and facilitating in that response. So, but as we see parents having more interest in their child's math education and other subjects, then we're starting to see a change in attitude and behavior of the learners, because all learners have potential and ability can do math. So math is not that difficult. So now, but how do you bring the most important stakeholder, which is the parent, who must ensure that the learner continues to learn, because 98% of the time you spend at home than at school. So now through the Parents Masterclass, parents have what we call the parents' guidance control, which now they are able to reduce more TV time for the kids and say, you're not understanding algebra, you're not understanding fractions. Let's try to see how you better understand this topic. Until you get this right, you won't be able to watch TV. So now our parents now are empowered to have that parental control in terms of mathematics and other subjects. But now they speak the common language which the teachers are speaking and what the learners must learn. So in that way, we have one uniform system with a common goal of ensuring that when the report comes, there's no question where the 90% is coming from. We know where it's coming from because we were part of that process. And now parents are no longer outsourcing the responsibility entirely to the teachers and the learners to learn. They're part of that process. And the joy of teaching parents mathematics in the classroom, now parents are starting to fix the broken windows in school.
Yeah.
They're starting to notice the toilets that are not working.
Because now they're spending more time in the school than they would ordinarily do.
Yes, yes. Now they're starting to see all these faults that their kids are going through in the schooling system. And they're starting to extend their hand without being told, because now they understand the conditions in which their learners are learning in. You know?
Absolutely.
So now that's our approach, as we're targeting to reach over 1 million learners. That's 500 schools. But currently we're running the Madiba campaign where we want to adopt 4666 learners so that we're able to get to that goal. And also, we're encouraging graduates and professionals, whoever who's keen for maths and who have passion for maths, to help other kids, must apply on our website, www.wesolveforx.co.za, and become a tutor. We'll place them to a school close to them so that it's easy in terms of walking distance and access, and able to continuously assist the learners.
Well, on that note, Tsietsi, I've got a tweet from Debs who says, I must notify you that your website redirects them to a Chinese website. That might be something that you need to check there. But give us that website again, because I know, is it with a .com or .co.za?
.co.za. I think it's the one with the .com that will direct
it's
them.
The one with, I'm looking at the screenshot that he has sent there. Yes, it's the .com.
www.resolveforx.co.za.
And for being the numeric value.
Yeah, the numeric value. Yes.
Absolutely. So you have to stay on the line. I've got KK. Okay, good morning.
Morning. Amuel, are you well?
I'm fantastic.
I don't think my comment is, but it might be relevant, but it's for the, you know, curriculum planners and everything. You know, when I was doing math, I realized in second year, I was mastering mathematics, how to derive axioms and theorems. And ask myself, why were we not taught this at the high school level? Because when you do science, you learn the theories and principles of whatever before you apply those formulas. But in math, it's the other way around. I don't know if the people who plan curriculum, can we change the whole system and have second year where we derive theorems? You know, you are taught how to derive theorems and axioms in second year. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy, but when I discovered that, I thought this could have been taught in high school so that you should be, when you know principles, you know how to apply them. You understand what I'm saying?
I get you loud and clear. I get you loud and clear. Okay. Thank you so much. Eugenia, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. I just wanted to find out that, if they've realized from their tutoring that the inability of the curriculum to be closer to everyday life is contributing to the high failure rates in mathematics. Because I find that they don't bring it home. For instance, if you say to me, I'm in a stock fail, and in that stock fail, every month I need to borrow money and pay 10% back in that money. At the end of the year, they're going to buy me groceries for this amount. Am I really benefiting? If it was taught that way, that maybe our kids would be able to understand. Because it seems like, because people have this perception that mathematics is about numbers.
Mm.
And it's not about numbers. It's about solving problems.
Mm.
And until we teach our children that mathematics is teaching you to solve problems, they'll never understand what we are talking about. It's just numbers to them.
Absolutely. Thanks, Eugenia. Let me give Tsietsi a parting shot. Tsietsi, you have listened to those. And I think such an important point Eugenia is making. Some people have said to me, if I was told what this equation is all about, I mean, when we're doing, whether you are doing graphs and, you know, there's no clear relationship to a person as to why is this graph important? What would it help me with in society?
No, thank you very much. Look, math is everywhere. I mean, the shape, the decision we make, it's a thinking subject. It's a thinking process. So that's where we come in. But now the challenge is if you have a learner who wasn't... So I struggled. I failed my first year university mathematics because I was struggling with content which I was supposed to be taught in grade 4, which I was not taught, right? Mm. So now, because we understand this is a generational issue, so we need to have a collaborative effort and come together as different stakeholders, parents and everyone concerned, and address this issue systematically. So the curriculum is world class standard, right? It's universal. But the challenge is how do we make sure that each and every learner understand according to their grade? Because if you now we have a challenge, we have learners in grade 12, but you feel like you are teaching grade 7 because they are struggling with grade 6 tests, right? If you give them a grade 6 assessment, 90% of them get like less than 50% while they're in grade 12. That's what we found in our first assessment. So the content gap is in all across grades. So we need to make sure we bridge that whole content gap by supporting the Department of Basic Education. We know the shortage of teachers, the shortage of staff, there's many challenges. But the little that we can play and have that important role to play in our individual respect or individual spaces, that's what is needed so that we have this holistic solution which will really benefit the learner at the end of the day so that they produce these solutions which will really benefit societies and we have more of these critical thinkers in our own backyard.
Yeah,
which will solve our daily problems.
Tsietsi, maths is also time, I'm sure. It's 10:30 here on Power Talk, and that means I need to run to Power News headlines. But thank you so much for making time for us this morning, and all the best with the initiative, and hopefully some more people would want to be connected as mentors in the program.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Tsietsi Ngobese, co-founder and chief executive officer for We Solve for X.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.